Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, December 2nd. I hope you're well. Coming up.
From there, he'll proceed to government buildings for a meeting and joint press conference with Taoiseach Micheál Martin.
Ukrainian president visits Ireland today and Gardaí to get tasers on a trial basis. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the government is to approve an additional €100 million in non-lethal aid to Ukraine as Volodymyr Zelensky visits Ireland today. It's the first state visit by a Ukrainian president to the country. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky touched down in Ireland after flying from Paris, where he held discussions with the French President Emmanuel Macron. It's part of a European diplomatic offensive in a bid to bolster Ukraine's position as peace talks intensify. Donald Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow today to speak with the President Vladimir Putin. Zelensky, meanwhile, has arrived in Dublin, where this morning he'll make a courtesy call to Irish President Catherine Connolly. From there, he'll proceed to government buildings for a meeting and joint press conference with Taoiseach Micheál Martin before Zelensky addresses the Oireachtas for a second time. The last time was via video link in 2022, this afternoon an in-person sitting of the combined Dáil and Seanad. Before that this morning, cabinet ministers will approve an extra €100 million in non-lethal aid to Ukraine via a 2030 Ireland-Ukraine roadmap, as well as a €25 million package towards Ukraine's energy needs. While Foreign Affairs Minister Helen McEntee will also seek approval for Ireland's participation in an international claims commission for Ukraine, which will seek financial compensation from Russia.
Major road closures have been announced for President Zelensky's visit today. A major security operation is underway. Traffic restrictions are being put in place for Dublin's Phoenix Park, Stephen's Green and the vicinity around government buildings and Leinster House. There'll also be rolling road closures at Dublin Airport as President Zelensky departs this evening. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin will meet the US special envoy in Moscow today after claiming Russia has captured the Ukrainian town of Pokrovsk. The Russian president is meant to be meeting for talks over Donald Trump's peace plan with Kyiv. The original framework would have forced Ukraine to give up territory. Yesterday, Volodymyr Zelensky appeared more optimistic, saying the proposals look better. Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan will bring a memo to Cabinet today in relation to tasers for Gardaí. 128 frontline Gardaí will be trained up under a six-month pilot project that could start this week. The plan will be introduced in three Garda divisions. Garda Commissioner Justin Kelly has been considering the proposals in a bid to better tackle serious violent confrontations. The prison service is at breaking point due to an overcrowding crisis. That's one of the findings from the Irish Penal Reform Trust's latest progress report. It found the system had regressed in 11 areas, including humane prison conditions, time out of cell and the use of force and restraints. Saoirse Brady from the Irish Penal Reform Trust says no one should be expected to live in those conditions.
Yesterday there were over 600 people sleeping on a mattress on the floor of a prison cell beside a toilet, an open toilet that others have to use in front of them. There's just a lack of dignity. The Irish prison system is overwhelmed. It's overstretched. And it just can't uphold the fundamental rights of so many people in its care.
Dublin City councillors have agreed a motion condemning the Taoiseach's interference in the Herzog Park renaming proposal. DCC will not move forward with plans to change the name of the park in Rathgar due to legal advice. Micheál Martin called for the proposal to be withdrawn, saying it would erase the distinctive and rich contribution to Irish life of the Jewish communities. Former Lord Mayor Christy Burke says the Taoiseach had no right to get involved.
Mr. Micheál Martin has not learned from the mess he made of the Gavin presidency and that he's put his 2 feet right into it again. I was blue in the face listening to him on every news bulletin and every newspaper throughout the weekend. He blew this out of proportion and he cannot be allowed to dictate to elected members of Dublin City Council.
Chief Executive of Dublin City Council Richard Shakespeare says he wasn't pressured by the government to withdraw the proposal.
The only politicians I spoke to were the Lord Mayor, Councillors Moriarty, Cooney, Barron and Doolan. At no stage did I make or receive calls from national political figures or any of their advisers.
The media regulator is recommending significantly increased budgets for RTÉ and TG Cathair. A report from Commissioner Newman being brought to Cabinet this morning highlights significant work by the Irish language station to adapt and reach a younger audience. However, it highlights the many challenges of the digital area for legacy broadcasters. Government has approved additional funding for RTÉ, rising to €260 million in 2027. Britain's police watchdog will release a major report today into officers' actions before, during and after the Hillsborough disaster, which claimed the lives of 97 Liverpool fans. The findings come from the largest independent investigation into police misconduct ever undertaken in England and Wales. Speaking earlier this year, Sue Roberts, whose brother Graham was killed at Hillsborough, said the report has been a long time coming.
We were treated so appallingly and so many family members, my dad and mum died prematurely. They were tormented by the way that they were treated. We knew that there was a big cover-up going on, but there didn't seem to be anything that we could do about it.
In entertainment news, the third celebrity has been voted off this year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Irish presenter Vogue Williams says she'll be sad to leave. She was a late arrival to the jungle alongside TV personality Tom Reed Wilson. And in sport, in soccer, Manchester City could reduce Arsenal's lead at the top of the Premier League to 2 points tonight. Pep Guardiola's side make the trip to Craven Cottage to face Fulham at 7:30. At the same time, Everton will be bidding to bounce back from their weekend drubbing at home against Newcastle. Tonight, David Moyes' team face Bournemouth. Then from 8:15, Newcastle will look to move into the top half of the table. They welcome Tottenham to St James's Park. Spurs have lost in each of their last 3 games in all competitions. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.